Hey, this is Kyle, the Tire King at Dalton Tire and Auto, home of the hard job. Go Andalusia Bulldogs!
Tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
Oh, down the wall. Can you say that all day?
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. Well, I'll start off by saying this. Do not blame that game on the defense, okay? I don't care who you play. Whether it's a high school team, a junior college team, much less an NFL team, when you turn the ball over five times, four interceptions, one for a touchdown, three others in field position to set up touchdowns, you ain't gonna beat anybody I just talked about. Anybody. All right?
The two, and that was the Rolex wearing diamond ring, wearing just the
woo!
Limousine wreck, jet flying. Son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators off. Fucking two.
Thank you, Ric Flair. Good evening. Episode 6 of Standing the Coach. Man, last week was 5-6. We're counting. Got nowhere to go but up. Coach, I'm your host, Stan Gooden, with my second half of the dynamic duo, the coach, Greg Ennis. Greg, it's been a week and a half.
Eh? There's been a lot going on. A lot going on.
Once again, I want to thank Coach Tisdale over at Slow for that intro music. We can't ever say enough about that guy.
I didn't know he was that talented.
Well, you know, we talked about that a few weeks ago. You very rarely can get a football coach and a music guy together.
No.
But
especially with a synthesizer.
Yeah, synthesizer.
I can't hardly say that.
And I heard, he could play the accordion. But hey, we're gonna have to get him on here, see if he can do both at the same time.
Live.
Yeah, we'll have to do that live. Hey, a lot of stuff tonight. Big show. You tell it. We're excited. I've got the Kinston Bulldog jersey on right here. Coach Free hooked me up earlier in the week. If you ever heard the old Chris Farley song, Fat Guy in a Little Coat, you got a fat guy in a Kinston jersey here. So, but it's a little looser than the ones in the past. I know it may not look like it, but it is. But
I think it fits you nice.
It fits me nice, but I could not wear shoulder pads.
No.
Okay. Well, hey. Just a few ways you can listen. Of course, watch us here on Facebook Live. You're going to be able to find us on podcast, and we'll have all that stuff up after the show later tonight. But we've got Kinston. We've got head coach Rudy Free, new head coach over there. We've got New Brockton Gamecocks, new head coach Zach Holmes. And we've got the Elba Tigers, Pate Harrison. What do you think about that lineup tonight, Coach?
Hey, it doesn't get much better than that. I'm excited to talk to all three of them.
I am too. I've been excited all day. Well, really all week once these guys committed to want to talk about high school football here on Thursday night. Also, we got Stevie back with us tonight. If you can see, video looks a little bit better tonight, doesn't it, Coach?
It does. And you know, Stevie and I have had a long talk with the DA, and things are getting worse.
All right, well, we're going to come back to that about the DA. First, a few things. Hey, we want to thank John Thomas again with Encore at Andalusia Health for providing our backdrop. You can see that our bobbleheads have moved to the background. And also, we have a couple of help. We got some new stuff.
We do. People are just sending us stuff.
Yeah, I think that might be an old Slocum helmet found in a dumpster over in Slocum. But it might be double for a lot of them.
And I like the hat.
Well, hey, that's a big announcement we have tonight.
I want to show these folks right here. We got a logo done. See what you folks think of it right here. It says Power Prep Sports, and underneath the state, the blue map. When do you get a blue map, Coach?
You get a blue map when you win a state championship.
When you win a state championship. We've got these right here. They come. Let's see if we can get it. The daggum light is too good tonight. But Joker Graphics, over in Op, Alabama. Todd and Pam Fleming, great folks over
they
there.
They are, good people.
I went to high school over there with Todd and Pam. They do screen printing, embroidery, a whole lot of different stuff. They hooked us up with some caps, and we'll talk more about that later at the end of the show. But hey, if you're looking for some hats, caps, embroidery,
what's the difference between a hat and a cap?
I guess where the location. I don't know, but you know. Joker Graphics over in Off Alabama. It's 493-8337. If you want to get in touch with those folks over in Off Alabama at Joker Graphics. Also, big week this past week. I had a chance to go Special Olympics over in Dothan. I don't know what you were doing a whole lot of, Coach, but had a chance to go there. And going back to Coach Tisdale, he had some of his guys. Football team over there assisting and volunteering their time and helping those athletes at Special Olympics. And I can't tell you that how impressed I was with the character of those five young men that I met.
I'm gonna tell you that is a great activity that takes place, you know, around the state, and for giving those athletes a chance to go out and compete and have fun that's just something special.
Yeah. Also, the other night, got a chance to go see Benny Shellhouse, band director, Andalusia High School, A Sound Tradition.
They're gone somewhere.
They're
right
gone.
Now.
They're going to Orlando.
Yeah.
They're going to Orlando.
They're going to perform down there.
They're going to be performing. Mr. Shellhouse said probably in front of about 35,000 or 40,000 people. You reckon any of them get a little nervous?
I imagine.
I don't know. They probably won't even know they're there. I don't know. We couldn't march and play an instrument.
No, I can't march and chew gum. I can't march.
I can march taking the garbage out.
I can't march.
But also, we want to thank. I know I want to thank. I want to thank my wife as well as your wife for allowing us this time that we can share and get together and have a good time with it. And we're here in the Power Prep Sports Studios, aka the dining room, you know, right here. And I think my wife said we might have to relocate after the show. She said she about had enough of it.
I bet.
So, but all good thing. We're enjoying it, but thank them for allowing us to do something we enjoy. Now, you know, Stevie's been gone. We do want to thank his cousin Chipmunk last week. About helping us out.
That was help.
It was help, except when he was leaving, he stubbed his foot and broke his pinky toe.
I don't doubt it.
You know,
I don't think the boy's ever worked a day in his life.
Well, he's nearsighted, so he didn't see that. Didn't see that. He didn't see the door.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Chipmunk, thank you. Thank you. Got choked up over Chip.
You did.
Chipmunk.
All right.
Coach, tell us about Stevie. I'm going to have to listen.
Well, you know, Stevie went down to the beach during spring break, and he had a little bit of a problem that he ran into. Seems the first night down there, he was trying to take part in a some type of dance competition for boys, men.
And what now?
Yes, I know. And he decided that getting on top of the tiki hut would give people a better view. Well, what the top of tiki huts are made out of?
It's not shingles.
It's palm leaves.
Palm leaves.
Well, it seems that Stevie fell straight through the tiki hut, destroying the roof. He was not injured. Nobody was injured. Thank goodness. But they last saw him leave with a pitcher of margaritas as he was going out.
Well, you know, we talked about Stevie about how he needed to behave when he got off.
It just got worse.
Well,
because the next night, it seems, I'm not going to give any names of these establishments, but Stevie went out and went out partying. He did. And, you know, I told him that it was a nice, goofy golf course down there, but
He wasn't going to take part of that goofy golf course.
He didn't listen. But he went to an establishment, and it seems that a little brouhaha started in there. You know, when you get a bunch of young men together and alcohol.
Testosterone.
It happens. And as the fight was taking place, Stevie grabbed a stuffed full-size tiger.
Tiger.
Like a mounted tiger.
Oh,
full-life tiger. And escaped with it from the
club. From the establishment.
Yes. Escaped with it, and they chased him, but they didn't catch him. You know, Stevie's
woofed a foot.
Stevie escaped with it and got back to his hotel room and went to sleep that night with the tiger in the room.
Okay.
Well, the next morning, the cleaning lady came, knocked on the door, came in to clean the room, and as she walked into the room, there was a full-size tiger that looked like it was ready to pounce. As she screamed and yelled and was backing out of the door, she tripped and fell into the hedges and was calling for security. I don't blame her one bit.
Was she hurt?
No, she was not hurt, thank goodness. But somehow or another, there was a moped in the room.
Now, you talking about one of those kind you rent down the beach?
Yes, that you can pedal or got the moped on it. There was a moped in the room.
Was it a kick and go?
I don't know. It was blue. And Stevie jumped on the moped and started to leave as security was coming, slid into the elevator. They were on the second floor. He slid into the elevator.
On the moped,
where there was two older women in there, elderly ladies, and Stevie conversed with them as they were going down. Asked them how the weather was, how they enjoyed the weather down there.
I'm sure they wanted to know how that went.
And then Stevie proceeded to drive the moped as he was being pursued to the pool area.
On the moped.
At which time he jumped off the moped and climbed up the high dive with the moped. Yes. And with a cheering crowd. And the security climbing up the ladder of the high dive, Stevie drove the moped off the high dive, doing a half gainer as he entered the water.
Well,
at that time, they captured Stevie.
Well, Stevie had a good time.
He did. When we were talking to the DA, and I was explaining to him what had happened, and Stevie had never been anywhere but to a little electronics convention up in Huntsville.
Right.
The DA, we went in front of the judge down there, and I was with young Stevie. And young Stevie was explaining to the judge, and he told the judge that he did not know that any of that was against the law. At which time the judge explained to him that ignorance of the law was no excuse. And that's why Stevie has been, we have got everything down. Since no one was hurt, Stevie is now under county arrest.
County arrest.
And he cannot enter Walton County or Fort Walton for the next I think what the judge said, forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Stevie, we got Stevie back over here. He's shaking his head, and, which he's already heard from us about how what we thought, especially from Coach here, because he had to take a whole day off and go down and get Stevie, but
just deal with the situation.
Yeah, just to deal with it. But that's where Stevie's been. You know, it's crazy times, and I don't know what we're going to do about it. But you know, we got up to 200 resumes, Coach. You know, your leading candidate, Jonathan Bartholomew Watson
from
UMS. From UMS, right?
Actually, he's at Alabama
now. Oh, he's at Alabama. He's a sophomore at Alabama. I got one, Sterling Silver Johnson. He's from UMS as well.
Really?
Yeah. He's 2 years behind me.
Oh, okay.
He was a place kicker.
So he's a freshman.
He's a freshman.
Okay.
He's at Alabama as well.
Okay.
So I guess some UMS folks like our show.
They do.
They do. So we got a couple UMS graduates is going to be fighting Stevie for a little internship job. Yeah. So
you know, I talked to Terry Curtis the other day and said, when y'all going to ask me on the sub?
Well, Terry might have to wait,
yeah.
You know. But anyway, hey, we're about to get Coach Rudy.
I've been waiting for this all week.
I've been waiting on it for a month. I told him the other day, Coach, hey, well, I hope we didn't build you up so high that they're going to run you off after two games.
Well, you know, we've been knowing that this was going to happen, but we couldn't make the announcement because we were scared he'd screw it up.
Right. Well, he's there. And we'll get right back with Coach Free in just a second. Hey, we're back. Stan the coach right here. Let's see if we can get Coach Free on.
Hello.
Coach Free.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. Hey, Stan the coach. Man, we've been talking about Kinston football for about 3 weeks now. And, man, we're excited to have you on the show. I know you know Coach Ennis real well, worked with him. But thanks for having, giving up some of your time here tonight to be with us.
Yeah, thank you for having us, and good to talk to Coach Ennis and you again.
Hey, Coach, I was excited. I think Kinston got a great hire with you. I will say this. I told everybody he's a really good coach, but he's a better person. And that goes a long way, Rudy, and you know that.
Well, thank you, and I'm excited about being here, and I hope the excitement don't wear off, and, I'm just looking forward to getting started.
Well, Rudy, right now, how long have you been at Luverne?
4 years. This is finishing up 4 years.
So you've been there 4 years, and now you're fixing to go to Kinston. And, as far as the expectations there, I know what the fans are expecting. I just think that the players are going to be ready for the demands that you're going to put on them.
Well, I've been coming. Lou Vernon has actually, the principal up there and superintendent, Mr. Hawthorne, they've actually been good to me and kind of allowed me on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays to leave after fifth period because I have planning period and then athletics. And so I've been coming down on some of the afternoons during seventh period and working with the players in the weight room. And they've really been working hard and done everything I asked them to. And, you know, every time I've coached against Kinston and ever watched them play, the kids always play hard. They hard-nosed and they have a good work ethic. And I'm just excited about getting going and, getting kids excited about playing football at Kinston.
Well, Coach, I know a lot of the fans over there are excited and they're excited to have you. And, you hate to look back on last year at all because that has nothing to do with you and has nothing to do with what the kids did. But, how fans are, you know, they feel like they lost a year. But, with the opportunities I've had to talk with them, I just told them to be patient. that, you know, you're not going to be able to turn it around in a week or two. I mean, it's something that is going to take some time, and, you know, you got a whole – you got to evaluate that, and you know, what's your plans for spring?
Well, right now, trying to plan on getting started late April, early part of May. Right now, I just feel like we probably need to not play a spring game. I just think right now we need to kind of focus on you know, on us and learning the kids. And getting the coaching staff working together and just work on the fundamentals and kind of try to install a base offense and defense so we can kind of build on that throughout the summer also.
Now, Rudy, I'm going to tell you now, I've been talking up your defense.
Shut your mouth and lift the weight.
I ain't going to give up a point this ball game.
Well, what I told him was this. I said defense isn't the right word for it. I said, if he comes in and installs what he's been running, it is an attacking defense. And it's more like offense on defense.
Well, yeah, it has been in the past. I actually was at a conference yesterday, and another coach, we were talking, and he said, what happened to your 3-3 stack? And last year we kind of got out of that, went more 3-4 and a lot more man coverage type stuff. So kind of adapted to what our guys up there did the best, and but still we were attacking, and we still want to feel like we want to do that and be attacking on defense and make those other guys adjust to what we do. But at the same time, we got to do what our kids can do and what they can do best, and just, you know how it is, scheme, let your kids be in the best possible position to be successful.
Well, I know you're gonna handle that part of it exceptionally well. You know, offensively, everybody talks about defense and all, but I know you hadn't had a lot of chance to evaluate them right now. But do you have any idea of what you might want to come into as far as your base offense?
Well, right now, just kind of, you know, it's hard to tell before you get out there at spring practice, but I know. You know, in 1A football, we've got to be able to establish a run. We've got to be physical. And that's all the things that Kinston's done really well in the past. And, you know, looking at some of the kids, we got some guys that can run pretty good and strong and, you know, move good, but also got some good linemen. So, you know, we want to be able to establish a run and be able to find something that we can hang our hat on. You know how that is. You got to be able to establish something and something that you can count on when you need some big plays and you need some yards and need a first down. You got to be able to hang your hat on something. And, you know, I don't know exactly what that's going to be, but it's going, you know, we're going to have to be able to run the ball.
Absolutely, Coach. And Coach, I know you're excited about being at Kinston. You know, you're from that area, and the people there know you. And just talking to some of the people in Kinston, you know, talking to Stephen Gerald, some of those guys, they are really excited, and they really believe that with you coming in there, it's going to change the culture there. And that's something, you know, coaches talk about all the time, is changing the culture. Is there anything you're going to do as far as summer or you know, after the spring, that is going to try to generate some excitement?
Well, you know, you know how it is. Coming in a new place, it's hard sometimes when you're not there immediately, but the spring and summer and the transition into the summer is going to be very important for us as coaches to be able to get the kids excited about the upcoming season, but also to learn how to work, get better, you know, get stronger. I mean, that's a big part of it, is lifting weights and getting stronger and getting in condition. And one of the things that I want to talk, and we've talked about a little bit already, but controlling what you can control. And, you know, that's your attitude, your work ethic, and just being there every day. That's a big part of it. And, you know, getting better every day. And we want to be stronger than we were yesterday, and that's what we're going to try to do, and we're going to work hard. And I can see already they've already got they're kind of hungry, and they're looking for somebody to come in and kind of take over and kind of lead them. And you know, that's the you know, they hadn't had anybody, you know, over a period of the last 5 years, but 1 year at a time, and that's tough on them. And you know, it's hard to build something. So hopefully, we can get in here and build something over the long haul.
Coach, it's a tough region that you're in as well. You know, we talked about that might be one of the toughest regions in 1A in the state.
No doubt about it. And, you know, and I go right down the schedule. I mean, we open Sampson. You know, they got a
rivalry quarterback.
Yeah, big rivalry game. You know, Coach Wombles has done a great job over there, and he got a lot of kids coming by. And you go to Brantley, and Brantley's Brantley. You know, you don't have to really say anything about that.
They're pretty good, though.
And I know about them for the last 4 years, too. I mean, you know, but Coach Jones does a great job up there. And then the next one is Elba. And
they're not too shabby either.
Not too shabby, that's right. And I'm from there, graduated from there.
I was going to say, you spent a little time. You know a few of them folks in Elba, don't you?
I do a few of them, a couple of them. They're going to be tough year in and year out. I mean, they got athletes, got good linemen. So, you know, Coach Harrison, I think he's going to be on later on. But he does a great job. And, you go down the list, and Red Level's next. And, you know, that, no doubt. And last year, they really come on. I started out about 4-1, I believe, or something like that. Struggled a little bit at the end, but they were playing some of those good teams, and but yeah. They're going to be
Coach,
better.
What was that, Coach Dye used to call it? Amen Corner?
Yeah, I think I got mine on the front end, but, you know.
If y'all can just weather the storm, y'all might make a little run, Coach.
Well, we're going to – and that's what you got to do. You can't worry about who's on the schedule. You just go out there and do what you do, and try to control how you play and on every play, and that's what we're going to try to do. And, then you got middle of the season, you got Zion Temple coming up, my big rival, and, you know, they've been improving the last couple of years, and it's always a, you know, rival game. You know what's going to happen. So then you got McKenzie, and they should be better. I think they were pretty young last year. Pleasant Home, Georgiana, yeah. You don't say much about them either.
Right. They got a little speed.
Just a tad. We played them first game of the year last year, and we had some quiz at, and they matched us pretty good. So, that'll be tough. And then Florella, and they've been improving. And Coach Green, I've coached against him several times and actually coached with him for a year. So, I know they'll be well-prepared and better. And you know, that last game against Cottonwood, you know, 2A team, they struggled a little bit, but I think they got a lot better last year. And, you know, it's going to be a tough schedule, tough region. But, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. We just got to go out there and try to get better every day and do the things that we can do to get better.
Well, Rudy, I've talked to Stan about it a little bit, and I've even talked to Olivia about it some. We planned on at least coming to one of them. I don't know which one it's going to be, but I plan on coming to at least one of them just because, Coach, I enjoy watching you coach and watching the teams that you coach. They're disciplined. They play with class. They show character all the time, and it's like I've said on here before, that's a reflection on the coach. And I know what Kinston is expecting, but I think they're going to get a whole lot more than what they really – know what to think. I mean, I'm so excited, Rudy. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I hope all those things happen. That's our goal, to come in here and get the thing turned around and, get people excited about Kinston football.
Well, I think they are. I think they're excited. And, man, we're so, like Coach Ennis said, man, we're excited for you. We're excited for Kinston. And, just real quick, I know you and I talked about your boys. Now, you got four kids, correct, Coach?
I do. I got twin boys in the ninth grade, and we just moved them and my other
one.
Do they
play football, or are they in the band?
They play football. They they play guard and center, and both of them play a little guard, but on the offensive line, and
you can never have enough offensive
linemen. There's no doubt about that. That's a job that's a lot of people don't notice when they're doing it right, but they do when you're doing it wrong. So
that's true. Well, good coach. I hope you get all them involved. And that Coach Ennis done got them scholarship to Alabama.
I just remember when we was in Geneva and they was just little old bitty popcorn. Running around there, and they if you needed to find if something was going awry, all you had to do was find them two.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. You get opportunity to spend time with your own kids and have opportunity to coach them. That can be a double edged sword, I guess, in some ways. But it can be. You know.
Well, Rudy, we're excited for you, and we know what's going to take place at Kinston, and all I can tell them is if they'll just give it a little bit of time and be patient, you're going to put together a quality program that everybody there in Kinston can be proud of.
Well, that's the plan. I appreciate it, and I appreciate y'all having me on and all of these Thank things. You. It's good for these small towns and communities and programs.
That's right. Well, Coach, before we let you go, I got three questions for you.
All right.
Aren't you ready?
I hope.
Coach Ennis don't know nothing about it. And you gotta give us an answer now, okay? All right. Now, if you and I, Coach Ennis, we jumped in the car and we're going riding around Kinston, who you got playing in your car right now or your truck? Who you listening to?
Who have I got playing in my truck?
Yeah.
It may be on the Sports Talk Radio, or it's probably be on Christian Radio, Faith Radio.
That's a good answer. Now, because a lot of coaches now, we don't even listen to folks, but Coach Tisdale does. He listens to Snoop Dogg over at the time. But, all right, next question is, who's your professional wrestler?
Favorite professional wrestler? Goldberg.
Oh, Goldberg. Goldberg. Yeah,
he's a former Georgia football player. Yeah,
yeah, he's a former player. All right, and last one. This is the most serious question we could ask.
Okay.
Is what is your favorite romantic comedy movie? What's your most favorite?
Remember the Titans.
No, romantic. Is that romantic, Coach?
I don't think so.
I don't know what a romantic comedy is either.
Hey, but we'll take you out. You know, I put you on the spot right
here. Hey, I can't think of that stuff.
I know. That's why we trying to get you not thinking about football for a minute. You went straight to a football movie. But, hey,
I can't hear,
Coach, appreciate you taking your time. We're excited about Kinston. Tell you folks to like us and share on Facebook and we're going to get you on here again after spring training so we can start talking about the kids and your program.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, Coach, evening, and good luck this spring.
We'll see you later, Rudy.
Thank you.
Hey. We don't have a lot of stuff. We have been pumping Rudy, Coach Rudy free up for weeks, and he is a great
coach, great person, great family. Christian, and he's going to bring all that to Kinston, and I'm excited for him. I am. I'm just excited about Kinston. Kinston deserves a coach like Rudy Free.
They do. And them folks ought to be excited as well, and they will have tractor pulled up Riverside Stadium watching that game that night. Well, you know Tim Archie?
I do know Tim Archie.
He might even boil a little peas over and have them at the game in the concession stand. If Tim Archie would get some peas boiled at the concession stand, we go in on Friday.
Absolutely.
Night.
If you'll throw some okra in there.
Okra and peas. Okra and peas. Old Coach Archie over there farms a little bit. Hey, we got next Coach Zach Holmes of the New Brock Game Counts. they're going from a 7A to a what A? We'll find that out in just a minute. Hey, we'll be right back. Hey, we're back right here. I don't know what that is. But Coach, you better watch out right there. It looked like it's been in a nose or two. We're going to try to get Coach Holmes, Coach Zach Holmes, the new Brock.
Power Prep Sports.
Head man on the line, coached last year at Enterprise. Isn't that right, Coach?
He did. Does he know we called him?
I hope so. I just sent him a message, and he should be about ready. I got ways, Coach. Stevie is just trying to redeem himself tonight.
I'm still pissed at Stevie.
He may not answer.
Hello.
Coach Holmes.
Hello.
Hey, Coach Holmes. This is Stan with Stan the Coach. Man, thank you for joining us tonight.
For having me on, Stan.
Hey, coming from Enterprise, New Brockton, new head coach at New Brockton, we probably don't have to tell you a whole lot about the history and tradition that they have over there in New Brockton, do we?
That's right. A great place with a good tradition. Recently, you know, playoffs the past 5 years in a row. But then going back, you know, one of the first things I saw when I walked in is a big sign to that 88 team that went to the state championship game and all those guys that had played there. So, yeah, a great football tradition, and overall winning percentage is pretty good for the history of the program. But it's a relatively young program, too. Have been playing football for a long time, you know, since the 70s, but has been really good.
Well, Coach, tell us a little bit about – we know you came from Enterprise, but tell us a little bit about your history.
Sure. I started out I played college football at Huntington College in Montgomery.
Coach Mike before, Turk.
Yep, that's it, Coach Turk. He a ton of all the right things I know about football, Coach Turk taught me. Went to a little small high school, Thoughtful High School up in North Alabama, then came to Huntington and stayed there for a couple of seasons, worked for Coach Turk, and then got into high school ball on the offensive side up at a place called Brindley Mountain High School. Moved, switched sides of the ball to defense and moved to a school, Sumner Christian High School, and was defensive coordinator there and then became the head coach there. And then from there went to UFALA and was at UFALA for 3 years with Coach Moore, with Brian Moore, and we had a pretty good run there. And then came to Enterprise for the year with Coach Faulkner, and then now I'm at New Brockton. So been blessed, man. The guys I've worked with all the way going back to Huntington, you know, Derek Angeley, defensive coordinator for Tennessee, was on that staff with us. Mike Rader, the offensive coordinator at East Tennessee State University, was on staff there. So been blessed to be around some really, really great ball coaches at Huntington, but then throughout too. Coming like at Brindley Mountain, I worked for a guy named Mark Howard who was at Piedmont when they won 10 games, 10 years in a row, and just blessed to be around, like I said, a lot of great coaches and seeing a lot of different ways to do this. And then, of course, coming all the way to Enterprise, you know, it's funny. I have coached at every level except for 4A. I've been a part of a school at every single level but 4A, and so seeing the coach, from 1A all the way to that's right. I think so. I think you're right. You're 100% right about that. So anyways, man, just really, really blessed and couldn't be happier to be at New Brockton, and kind of the culmination of everything that I guess I've been through preparing me for this job.
Well, I tell you, we've heard a lot of great things about you, Coach, and we're excited for the folks there in New Brockton. Now, how much time, I guess the question would be, how much time have you been able to spend at New Brockton?
Yeah, well, so I get to leave. So Mr. Harrison at Enterprise High School, outstanding guy, there, the principal there, and he's worked with me, and I changed my planning period around, so I get to go over. I go to New Brockton every single day at the end of the day. So I teach at Enterprise. I head over there, so I'm over there with the kids every day, and which is good. It's been really good in the transition. You know, it's important to get over there and get to see them. So I spent a good bit of time over there, and then, of course, on the weekends over there a good bit. We had a parent work day the Saturday before spring break. Had about 35 parents there working and painting the field house and that kind of stuff. So I've been there probably because of the how close the two schools are. It's been a blessing for me in this situation to be able there, to get over there as much as I have.
Well, Coach, that's, you know, that's one thing that I've always noticed throughout the years is the fan base at New Brockton. They will turn out and support anything that's going on.
The people there are outstanding, man. The community, I tell you, and I tell people that, you know, when the job came open, I was interested in it and looked and saw that they'd been, you know, made the playoffs, been successful. That was good. And then you hear about the community and excited about that and the way they support and all that stuff. And then I got to watch a little tape on them and saw the kids, saw the players, man. And I'm just like, I was pumped about the job. And of course, was hoping that I would get it, and just knew. I think it's just a great place because everything comes together there. You got good players and good community support and good administration. Mr. Barkley and Mr. Peacock are outstanding, but yeah, the community is outstanding.
Well, now those kids, when they're growing up and they're playing football in the backyard, they're talking about playing for New Brock.
That's right.
Talking about playing for Alabama or Auburn. They're talking about playing for New Brock.
That's right. Being a Gamecock medals, and one thing we did, kind of taking it back a little bit old school to connect back to that tradition, when we painted the floor in the locker room, we painted it back the scarlet color that it was back in the day, back in the 80s and all that stuff, because that's one thing I want to make sure that our kids realize is the tradition that's pushing them and what they represent and just how much bigger it is than them and how blessed they are to be a part of such a great program.
Well, you're absolutely right. It is a great program. And that's a key. We can talk about teams all we want to, but there's only a few places in the state that have programs.
That's right.
They're competing year in and year out.
That's right. That's 100% right. I mean, and I think, you know, leading a program too, you've got to make program decisions, and going all the way back to Coach Boutwell there, I think that's had a good run of head coaches that have done that and understood in the decision making of running the program that they had to make program decisions and not team decisions, you know, and guys have done that, which has set it up to be a really great place to be.
Well, Coach, I know you tradition and it runs deep, and that pride runs deep there in New Brockton. Now, since you have been able to go over about every day, I mean, you really haven't. I guess what I'm saying is that we don't want to talk about until you be able to evaluate somebody till you go through spring.
But, that's right.
But what have you seen though in those kids that
just
kind of get you pumped and ready?
They're ready to do more than just make the playoffs. You know, we talk about that. I mean, they're ready to do. We talk all the time about if we're going to do something that hadn't been done, we got to do things that they haven't been doing. And they have been eager, hardworking, getting after it, you know, in the weight room, and then taking pride in what they have and taking pride in, you know, keeping the locker room clean, out the trash, or like taking care of their stuff. They've really taken pride in that and have answered the bell every time I've asked them to do stuff and trusted, you know, me as the head coach that I'm leading them in the right direction. So great leadership. I have 18 seniors who are great kids and going to be really good leaders. Yeah, it's awesome. You know, and then from watching film, now I obviously watched a ton of tape on us before and since getting a job. And I mean, we got some good football players. Got some really good football players, hard-nosed guys that play the game the right way. So But I am excited. I am super excited. Can't wait to get them out there and get the pads on and see what that looks like.
Well, Coach, let me ask you this. I know you said you got to watch the film on them and all. Yep. And people say all the time, well, you know, I'm going to run whatever fits my kids.
Sure.
And I understand that. But after watching film, you have an idea of what you might be going to do offensively. I know at Enterprise with David was a big offensive-minded person.
Yeah, that's right.
And he ran a pretty wide-open offense coming from, you know, from Coach Prost. And
that's right.
You know.
Well, we're going to – and, of course, you're going to say, well, that's whatever. We're going to be multiple. We're going to do a lot. We're going to do whatever. We're going to run it and throw it. But we're going to be a little more hard-nosed downhill. We got a bunch of fullback and tight end-type bodies. Run the football, but then we're gonna line up and throw it and sling it too. We're gonna be able to do whatever we need to do to win the game. I also believe in to go in the gun and under center. I think there's a place for being under center in offense and doing those things. And you know, I kind of think some of that's coming around full circle with like linebackers now struggle more with play action under center because they don't see it every day. And so the play action is better and all that kind of stuff. And so be a little more hard-nosed, and I think that'll carry into our region, most of our region opponents and the people we play. Like you've got to be pretty tough now because they're going to line up and run the ball. That's right. There ain't no doubt, man. There ain't no doubt. And so, you know, you have to – not that you got to be exactly like your opponents, but you got to be able to do that good enough because you got to have that in you. If you're going to stop it, you know. Oh, yeah. If you're going to stop the run, you better be able to run the ball at practice so you can stop yourself before you get to them. And so we're going to run the ball a little bit, but we're going to line up and sling it too. We got quite a few kids who can end up playing quarterback for us that, you know, we'll find out every job wide open and just find out, you know, exactly where they fit. But the good thing is we can do – you know, you talk about fitting your kids, man. We got enough kids and enough receivers and tight ends. We can do about whatever we want to. And it may not always be like that, but next year we got plenty of the tools in the toolbox.
Well, that's great, Coach.
That's always good to have.
Yep.
Especially when you need a reciprocating saw.
That's right. There ain't no doubt.
You can go over and get it. Hey, well, real quick, we know that y'all – and Elba are going to come up at the end of spring.
May the 17th.
May the 17th, that's a Friday night, is that right?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. And y'all are playing in New Brock, is that correct?
Playing at our place. And, you know, I talked to Pate and just said, hey, man, we, you know, they hadn't played. And I'm like, we need to play. The community wants us to play. This would be a good way for us to play. And we're going to play a varsity half and then let the young kids play too, and some of it's going to be controlled and all that stuff, but it's a good way. I mean, I think that's good for the game of football for Elba and New Brockton to play. And then second of all, for us, I want to know Elba. First of all, Pate does an outstanding job over there, just like he did in Del County. And I want to know, you know, if you want to know where you're at as a program, you need to play other established programs like that. And obviously that's what Elba is. And so that's right. That's exactly right. And that's good though. You know, what you don't want to do, I don't think when we were at Eufaula, Coach Moore always, you know, we always played Enterprise in the spring and we're 5A playing a 7A. People thought we was crazy and all that. And we never beat them. But the good thing was we always knew where we were at and our kids didn't have a false sense of security going into the summer. And that's the last thing you want is to beat up on somebody in the spring. And then in the summer, kids are thinking, oh, we got this. And then you start out 0-3, 0-4, something like that. So I want to know where we're at and play a quality opponent. And there ain't no doubt that's exactly what Elba is.
I think you've accomplished that.
Yeah, well,
but now, again, I think Peyton, you know, he's got to be sitting over there thinking the same thing. He's playing a quality team and –
Well, he is too. We're going to tell him that you said he better be ready on that Friday.
No, don't tell him that now. It'll be a good game, man. It's good for Coffee County for us to play.
And hey, we're excited. We're glad that we got to have you on, and we want to get to know you and want to be part of that New Brockton family over there. Tell you,
yes, sir.
Like us on Facebook, and
I will. You know,
we're gonna share everything that you put out there, and I think nothing but great things are gonna happen. It sounds like you got a plan. And getting that plan instilled into as a vision in those kids, and like you're talking about picking up trash and taking care of yourself, you know, it, all those big things that take care of themselves.
Ain't no doubt, man.
Are taking care of.
Great people make great players. There's no doubt about that.
That's right. Now, coming from Enterprise to New Brockton,
yep.
You might have to change the sprinkler head or a
light. No, that's all right. I've done that everywhere else I've been, so that's okay.
What I was getting at, are you going to be able to have, you going to be able to bring any guys in there with you?
Matter of fact, I don't want to, because I don't know if they told everybody. But tonight, I've got three guys got approved at the board meeting tonight.
Okay.
Well, so, three guys coming over with me, and that is not, so Coach Barton, the defensive coordinator from last year, left. He got an assistant principal's job at Ozark at Carroll. And so he left. He's already gone because he wanted to get into administration. Right. So only one guy leaving, but we're adding three. So we're actually going plus two, which is really cool. Yeah. And really good. And with the school growing, expanding our junior high program is something that was important to Mr. Barkley moving forward. And so adding these coaches are going to help us do that. But yeah, I'm getting to bring in three guys. Excited. I'm really excited about the staff. I think, I don't want to misquote this, but I think we'll be the only staff in Coffee County that will have a certified strength and conditioning coach on staff, like a CSCS certified strength and conditioning coach, which is awesome, not just for the football team, but for all our athletes at the school. You know, they're getting trained by, not by just a PE teacher or this or that, but by somebody who actually that's what they do, you know. So super, super excited about that, and then excited about the other dudes that are coming on staff too.
Well, great. That's why I asked that, Coach. I knew there was some guys that were – I didn't want you to
– And the guys that are there, let me tell you that too. The guys that are there are outstanding too now.
Right.
I mean, when I got to know them, I told every one of them after talking to them, I'm like, I want you here. Like, I add to what we already got. Obviously, y'all got this thing headed in the right direction, and we just want to continue on building on what y'all have been doing. So excited about the guys that are there too. Got us some great, great guys on staff.
Well, Coach, we're gonna change gears. I'm gonna throw three questions at you. You may have been watching. I don't know if you have been watching tonight. We asked Coach Free from Kingston was on before you. If Coach Ennis and myself, we all got in your car right now, we went riding around New Brockton. What are we going to be listening to? Who you got playing in that car?
Well, if we're listening to music, it's probably going to be Pandora, and it's going to be Jimmy Buffett radio more than likely.
A little Jimmy Buffett,
which could be
Coach Ennis. Coach Ennis said he'd enjoy that.
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah, super. So. All right, now next question that they get tougher than that, Coach.
Okay.
All right. Next question, who's your favorite professional wrestler?
Golly, that's a tough one, man.
Your most favorite.
Can I go old school?
Absolutely. You go old school, new school,
when I was a kid, man, Hacksaw Jim Duggan was my guy.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right, big Hacksaw. Carried that 2x4, cracked people's skulls.
That's right.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, last question, and this is probably the most difficult one of them all. It stumped Coach Free.
Okay.
All right.
Well, he didn't know what it was.
He
didn't know what this was.
Let me tell you what his answer was. Remember the Titans. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you got that in your mind, Coach.
I got you.
All right. We asked him, what's his favorite romantic comedy movie?
Huh.
It's not yours. Didn't remember the Titans either, is it?
No, it's not. I don't.
I hope you didn't take your wife to see Remember the Titans on Valentine's Day.
That's a tough one, man. That's a
Throw something out there, Coach. I know you've probably seen something.
Probably, you know, seriously, probably there's a movie called Fool's Gold with Matthew McConaughey in it where they find a shipwreck and they're at the beach and all that stuff. Probably
I think like I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Coach, I think I saw that on like TBS.
Yeah, Coach Ennis like bought that at Walmart in that $5 bin. He's got
that
on.
That's it. Probably that. Yeah.
Well, Coach, good. Hey, it's good that we're having a good time with it. Hey, we appreciate you. You just don't know. We appreciate the time that you spent with us tonight.
Anytime.
And we want to talk to you again once you get your staff together, once you go through spring, and that you can kind of evaluate it and get you back on the show. And we're just glad to have you.
Yeah, love to. Anytime. You just let me know when.
Coach, we appreciate you.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. I like Coach Holmes.
I do too. I think New Brockton has found a diamond in the rough.
A diamond in the rough. That's right. I was worried that he might be just too serious, you know, never talking to him.
We got to get him back on.
We got to get him back on. We might could have a really, really good time with Coach Holmes.
I think I might want to ride over there.
I think that'd be a great idea, especially go over and see a scarlet floor. You won't find any pennies on that floor.
What color scarf?
It's like this right here, like a Slocum red top right here.
Oh, okay.
Isdale talked about, you know, I can't remember that coach's name. He gave us a history lesson that night about the guy that painted, put all the helmets on the fence post and painted them red.
I forgot about that.
But, man, I'm excited. Coach Holmes got me excited right now.
I know it. I think I could play for him.
I think we could do something with that.
Maybe it might just be one play.
Yeah, if his jersey's only bigger than this, that's all. I might just be good for carrying water on the field. But, hey, man, New Brockton, y'all should be excited. And, you know, we could spend longer talking about New Brockton because we didn't even get to offense.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, this is what that the little key that I heard was that they lost one coach,
right,
and hired three.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me that the administration
they serious
is behind getting this program where they can compete, not in the playoffs, but can take that on to another step.
Right, and man, I've never really known a bad New Brockton football team.
But even back when Levy Boutwell was there, they were just, you know, they were competitive.
Yeah, well, it sounds like Coach Zach Holmes has got a vision, and
it sounds like the administration's behind
it. It sounds like they got the whole Coffee County schools right there, because we got Kinston and, you know, is in that same system as well, that Kinston and Brockton both have, I think, hit home runs on the Pirates.
Oh, I'm telling you, Kinston may be the luckiest
That's
team
right.
in this area, getting somebody free.
Well, hey, we're approaching an hour because we enjoying it so much tonight. We'll be right back. We're going to get the Elba Tiger, the Eye of the Tiger.
We're going to get paid.
Eight Harrison.
Let's get him.
We'll be right back, folks.
Hey, this is the Tire King at Dalton Tire and Auto listening to Stan and the Coach.
Hey. Stevie. We'll get Coach Harrison.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Coach Harrison, this is Stan with Stan the Coach. How you doing tonight?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, man, we're awesome, man.
We're excited to get you on here.
Yeah, we're excited because we just had Coach Holmes from New Brockton was on. And you should have heard all the trash talking he was saying about what was going to happen on May the 17th.
May the 17th.
we're just going on at you, Coach. We've talked to Coach Rudy Free over at Kinston and talked with Coach Holmes over at New Brockton, and we're excited to have you on to talk about the Elba Tigers. And that right there, You can just say Elba Tigers, and everybody,
you see fear in people.
You see, you see people start crying, Coach.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, they do. They do. I know they did last year in Sampson in junior high game. Because I was over there. I was one of them. But, hey, Coach, you know, tell us a little bit about last season, you know, coming from Dale County, which you had a lot of success, and the expectations at Elba are very high. And I'm
yeah,
sure,
I mean, it's, you know, it's a different community, man. Like, I love Dale County. There's no I had great administration over there.
Yep.
Worked with some great guys. We had it's a great job. And heck, my whole staff stayed. Coach Moore took over. And, I mean, they're still doing well. I love all those guys over there. But Elba was just a unique opportunity to get back close to home. You know, I was born and raised in New Brockton. Still live in New Brockton. I'm in the process of building a house in Elba. But we, it was close enough. It was super close to home. And actually, the superintendent that's at Elba City Schools is the guy who hired me at Dale County. He was the interim principal at Dale County High School. Chris Mosley was.
Right.
And him and Dr. Kane that brought me in, I guess, 8 years ago now. But, it was just a unique opportunity. And you know, like you said, those communities are different. You know, it's one of those things where – Dale County, the kids, they kind of didn't have a lot of success. So it's one of those things where they kind of, you know, they hope to win, and you know, everybody expects a good season. And Elba's one of those where they expect to win. And if you don't win, you better find a new job.
Right. I mean, expectations are high. That, but y'all went second round last year?
Yeah, we went second round and just laid an egg against Linden. We went up there and really just got out coached and outplayed. We just didn't perform very well that night.
Well, you know, went in the spring, you know, what's some things that you're looking at as far as any key losses from last year that you have to replace? Or
We lost a 2,000-yard rusher in Richmond Singletary at running back. We lost our quarterback in Byron Johnson. Both them are key losses. Alex Wright, our defensive end, signed with UAB, 6'7". There are many 6'7", 220 kids and 1A ball that can do that. So losing him, all that stuff, you know, we lost 9 seniors, all key elements of our program. But but there's some excitement to go along with it because now it's the second year in doing what I like to do. So these guys
right.
are, you know, we didn't get to really get into it much. You know, Coach Rigby does a lot of the jet sweeps and double wing stuff, you know, and there's different strokes for different folks. They did a great job with it, but I kind of get away from that. So, you know, it's one of those things where you can't come in and just completely rip off the Band-Aid and just start doing something completely different, but you can introduce new concepts as you go along.
Right. Well, I know one thing, you know, you talk about losing that kind of talent. What's one good thing there at Elba is that you can replace it.
They are some cats in that weight room, and some in the junior high and some in the elementary school. That is a fact.
You know, so.
And, Coach, since you, like you said, you've had a year to kind of get your plan, your philosophy indoctrinated to the kids. And I know I saw some of your teams when you was at Dale County, and you run an offense that's it's not a 3 yards of cloud of dust. I mean, you like to get chunks of yards, as we used to say. And I think that once these kids buy in to everything, that it's going to be exciting to watch for those athletes that normally are at Elba.
Yeah. Well, the problem is I'm always been, you know, based out of an eye. Was always taught on day one, and nowadays there ain't many teams where you can find a fullback.
Right.
And you got, you know, fullbacks and tight ends are a dime a dozen these days. Everybody wants to run the ball or wants to catch it. So it's hard to find those guys, those good old fashioned, you know, neck roll kids. I talk, you know, the ones you swear the old white neck roll.
Yeah. Coach Ennis wanted to wear one tonight, but I told him not to.
I still got mine.
He still got it.
I still got mine.
Well, I'll take you now, but we need all the help we can get there. But we got some young kids that are really, you know, we're going to keep working with them. You know, there's potential there, but we don't have that guy yet.
Well, Coach, I know the expectations are high in Elba, and, you know, that fan base there. I coached at T.R. Miller for 11 years, and those fans are a lot like the ones at Elba, in that it's not that they are looking to go to the first round of the playoffs. They're trying to figure out where they're going to eat when we start going up to Birmingham.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a good thing, because with, you know, when you have that kind of expectation, you have that kind of support. So, you know, when they expect something, they want to know what they got to do to help. And that's the kind of situation that I want to be in. And, you know, my family has all made it home. My son's a seventh grader. He was on that junior high team that you were talking about. So,
yeah, y'all had a deer, I think, playing, because there's one kid. I think y'all scored four times before we even got the ball. That was a lot of different ways you scored.
Don't tell Zach, that kid we brought the year before. That's the eighth grader that came over.
Yes, that he was in the eighth grade. And I said, man, if that kid stays healthy and stays eligible and got his head on straight, he's going to be something special.
He's a great kid. He really is. He's a good kid, and he's actually an honor student. So he's got
– Well, Coach, you blessed right there.
We got to keep him in the weight room. He plays all three sports. He's a great kid. Now, that's one thing, Elba, you know, a lot of people, you know, you get labels, and you know, for a long time, everybody's scared to death, Pike County, Elba, and they talk about kids. And,
right.
I mean, they're great kids in Elba.
They
great
are.
Kids, a lot of these schools, you know, people, they go back to old days and what happened where and something, you know, I don't know any of that stuff, nor do I care. I just know we got good kids and great administration, and we're trying to do good things.
Well, that's awesome, Coach. Now, talking a little bit more about spring, you know, going over there and playing New Brockton, really, you going back home, okay, does that mean anything to you as far as you feel like you got to win or what are you looking to accomplish?
I am the worst spring training coach in history. I don't think I won a game at Dale County in the spring. I'm almost positive we didn't. I think the 1 year we won the spring game is we went 1-9. So we've never done well in the spring because I don't coach for the other team. You know,
coaching your guys.
Sometimes we don't know how to line up the formations they're running and stuff because we ain't got to that yet. You know, we're trying to do what we need to do to get us better, you know, and I got to install schedule and we stick to it. And really and truly, I kind of hate the spring games, and we weren't going to play one.
Right.
We were just going to play each other and stick to the basics, especially with we're going to have a first year starting quarterback, no matter how we look at it, the job's still open.
Well,
so,
Coach, with that, usually traditionally Elba has a sideline full of players. How does that? And then the dadgum band seems like they got 100 people in it. And y'all are a 1A school. Is there anybody left in the school doing anything?
I will tell you this. This is something I learned the first game. We had a pep rally, and I saw the elementary school walking over. And I asked the superintendent, I said, they bring the elementary school over for the pep rally? He said, Coach, walk in the gym. We have to. And sure enough, I walked in. With the seniors that wasn't on co-op, there were 16 kids sitting in the bleachers and a whole section of parents.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. That's awesome. That says a lot about y'all school, about the
kids
being involved.
Band's the biggest one I've ever been around. There's 103 members of the band. They were 55 football players and 14 cheerleaders. I mean, the community.
It is.
They love their athletics. They love their band, and all the kids participate.
Well, that coach, that is awesome.
And see, to me, that tells you right there that the kids in the town are expected to be a part on Friday night.
Right.
Oh yeah.
The parents in the community, you know, that's one thing I always found it a whole lot easier when the parents and the community was looking at those kids that wasn't participating, going, "Why aren't you playing? Why aren't you in the band?"
Yeah.
That made it a whole lot easier.
Yeah,
our student section ain't very big. It ain't no marked student section for cheering.
Yeah, y'all student section's on the sideline, coach.
Yeah, there's not a section there. One of those things where I think we were talking about our first, you know, this is a weird situation. The furthest player on our team, the kid that lived the furthest from the school, lived like 4.1 miles. I mean, it's just, wow. I mean, almost everybody on the team could walk to the school. They live, I mean, it's a tight knit community. There's not, you know, it's not a very, you know, when I was fishing, we had kids on a bus for 45 minutes trying to get there.
Yeah.
At Dale County, they're coming from Newton and Pinkard and all the way up to Echo, Alabama. I mean, they're coming from, they're on a bus 25 minutes to get to school. I mean, that's not the case there in Elba.
Well, Coach, that's awesome about the participation you have in y'all school and all of your programs. What we want to do, we appreciate you get, you know, spending some time with us here tonight. We want to get over there and maybe sit down and talk to you again after spring and kind of see what you're going to do as far as going in this summer and, you know, talk about a few of your kids after you evaluate them this spring.
Absolutely.
Get you on again.
Oh, we love it. I mean, we're talk ball anytime. I'm at Tuscaloosa right now. We're up here at the coaching clinic.
Okay. What clinic is that yet, Coach?
It's the Alabama football
for their clinic. In their spring.
For their spring, yeah. They're going to practice tomorrow.
Okay. That's a pretty good head coach up there in Tuscaloosa.
He's won a few.
Yeah, he's won a few.
I can see him right now. He's speaking. I can't hear
him. Oh, sure. Well, that gov, Coach. I hate that we messing
no,
up.
No, you ain't bothering me. Look, I've been coming to this thing since 2007. I'm sure he's probably, I don't mean, he's saying the same thing.
Right.
I ain't missing.
Yeah, it's a process, isn't it, Coach?
And he's telling you how much he appreciates y'all.
Yeah,
that's right. Number one job. I've got to where I kind of avoid that one. I was actually listening to Sarkisian speak, but he's doing some stuff that we ain't going to be able to do it ever.
Yeah. Well, listen, hey, before we let you go, we're going to change gears a little bit. We've asked the other two guys, two head coaches tonight, Coach Free and Coach Holmes. This has nothing to do with football, and I want you to be as serious with us as you can. We've had some good answers with this, but we got three questions for you. You ready, Coach?
All right, shoot.
All right. Number one is, if Coach Ennis and myself, if we jumped in your truck and we started riding around Tuscaloosa after this coaching thing tonight, what are we going to be listening to? Who are we listening to?
Oh, we're going to the highway on XM Radio 56.
Oh, well, that's country, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to listen to a little country. Coach Holmes was listening to a little Jimmy Buffett. So,
well, I'm listening. Saturday, I went to the Chris Stapleton George Strait concert. So that's what's on the radio right now.
Well, that's awesome right there. All right. And question number two, Coach. This one, they get harder. Okay. They get harder. Who, you old school, new school, whatever you want to call it. Who is your most favorite professional wrestler?
Oh, Brett the Hitman Hart.
That was quick.
Or
he didn't
either that or the Ultimate Warrior.
Hey, you didn't have to think about that.
I like that.
Oh, the Tactician, man.
The Tactician. He put you in, what was that, the Sharpshooter?
Yeah.
Is that it?
You know it. Yeah. Or something. Heck, I didn't watch it that much, but I know that's who I watched.
Well, that may have showed you how I watched it too much. If I knew his finishing move. All right, here we go. The most difficult question of the night. Okay. What is your most favorite romantic comedy?
Ooh.
We got the same response from everybody tonight.
Coach, I didn't know what a romantic comedy was.
First of all, let me tell you what Coach Free said. His answer to that was, "Remember the Titans."
I love it. Well, I watched The Notebook with my wife. She made me. So I've seen, but that's not a comedy. They cried. Now.
Yeah, it's going to make you have to go wipe your eyes out there.
Man.
Come on, Coach. I know you've seen one.
The Hangover. I don't know.
The Hangover.
I think that's a great answer.
Hey, we'll take that.
Coach, that's a great answer.
Because the first one, somebody was getting married or something. Yeah. You know, there's a little romance in that.
That's perfect.
Hey, that's awesome. We got the Hitman and the Hangover, you know, and Highway. We got the three H's right there. Coach Harrison, that makes four.
But I can't believe nobody said in this area, from right over there around where Coach is at, nobody mentioned Dynamite Dick Dunn.
Dynamite dig gun. You go with old school.
Man, yeah. You gotta get a bullet.
Yeah. The bullet. The bullet. The Georgia Jawjack. Hey.
And hippie boy yet?
Yeah. Well, Coach, hey, listen, enjoy the rest of the up there at Tuscaloosa. I know you're getting ready for spring. When you get back, get your kids ready. We want to have you on again. We've enjoyed having you tonight. Thank you for your time.
Hey, anytime, guys. Good talking to y'all. Stan, y'all. Yeah, y'all doing a good thing, man. We appreciate the coach. Appreciate the exposure y'all doing. We really appreciate y'all.
All right. Well, thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Have a good night. Yeah,
have a good one. Bye.
Man, we've had a pretty fun night tonight.
We've had a full night.
We've had a full night. We're at over an hour, yeah. And we're going to kind of skip a few things right there. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. But, Coach, man, those three guys – I want to go sit down and talk with them.
That's three quality coaches, right?
You know, I think those three programs and those three communities ought to be excited to have those guys. You know, two new ones are right there with Kinston, New Brockton, and Coach Harrison there in Elba. Man,
I'm excited for
them. Yeah, I'm excited for those places. I'm excited that we are here where we're at to be able to talk about those places.
Oh, yeah. This is crazy.
You know, but, hey, we've enjoyed doing this tonight. If you're watching this or go back and watch this, go back and like our page on Facebook, Power Prep Sports Network. We got caps, which I got on. Remember, again, right there, folks at Joker Graphics down in Op, Alabama with right there. We can also do these in your school colors. Shoot us a message if you got those resumes, so we can challenge those two guys from UMS.
Hey, we're fixing to have to put a pin to that.
We're going to
put a deadline on that.
Let's say next Thursday.
All right.
Next Thursday, I think that's, what's that, the 11th?
Yeah.
Yeah, April the 11th. That'll be the deadline for resumes. Stevie's over there shaking his head. Podcast, we'll get that up, available, all that stuff to you. We're going to have to take one episode of our show and just talk about how do you put a podcast on your phone or how you listen. You think we need to do that?
I don't have it on my phone.
when
you do that one,
I'll load it on your phone.
You can show them how to do it on my phone.
All right. But you can also do it on the computer, too. I've learned those things as well. You can go to the computer. You don't load it on your phone.
So it's just out there on the world wide.
It's on the www.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. We're learning. But, hey, episode 6, next week's episode 7, we got a lot planned for next week, too, Coach.
You need to look on the page.
Look on the page.
See what all's coming up next week.
Check it out. Check out Instagram, Power Prep Sports, Twitter, Power Prep Sports. And you can go back and watch all of our videos on YouTube, our YouTube channel at the Power Prep Sports Network. Hey, thank y'all for watching. We enjoy it. I hope you enjoy what you're seeing, what you're hearing. Great exposure for these programs, and we love to talk about football. And well, hopefully next week we're going to be talking about a little twack and some spring sports, because we got baseball playoffs just around the corner, area softball tournaments, got big track opening next weekend in Covington County. So a lot of things are going to be happening right here toward the end of the school year.
And you can find all these events
on our
page and see what you want to go see. I'd advise you to go support your teams, support your community. These kids have been working hard all year. They deserve your support, and we need to get out there and support.
Well, hey, thank you again. If you didn't catch us live, we only have a few live shows left this season of Stan and the Coach. So we got a lot left to do. We got, I think we're going to do 4 live episodes, Coach.
Right.
Right. And we still got Crenshaw County
on a schedule to get them on here and a few other schools as well. But thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And keep it between the lines, folks.
Hey, one in a row.
Hey, this is Kyle at Dalton Tire and Auto, home of the hard job, listening to Staying in the Coach at Power Prep Sports Network.
Thank you for listening to Stand in the Coach on the Power Prep Sports Network.